Hello everyone, welcome to another session of In Conversation With. I am Vin Lingathoti, one of the partners at Cambridge Innovation Capital. We have a special guest today, Clive Cox, who's the CTO and co-founder of Seldon. Seldon is a company that CIC has recently invested in, and I'm very happy to have Clive today with us. Clive has a very interesting background. He is a former rocket scientist and is the brains behind the Seldon engine. Clive has a PhD in computer linguistics and has spent a lot of time doing research in speech and linguistics and language processing from the Cambridge University. Clive, thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here, Vin. My background is computational linguistics here in Cambridge. So that's my Cambridge connection. I still live here. And I did a PhD down in Sussex, as you said, doing computational linguistics. And then I suppose I have to get onto the rocket science part, but that's because after my PhD, I wanted to do something completely different. So I basically went into a company that's doing consulting for space work. So we worked on the Ariane rocket project in a few hours. So it's actually not true that I'm a rocket scientist. I'm a rocket software scientist, I suppose, working in a small team. But then once I told Alex, our co-founder at Seldon, it sort of stuck. And so he wanted to put it on the bio. So yeah, it's stuck since as a meme.
Yeah, and then just, you know, to kind of give everybody a little bit of background from a high level, what is Seldon focused on and what is the problem Seldon is solving for in the marketplace?
Yeah, sure. So I mean, Seldon is focused on helping people to put machine learning into production. So if you think of a machine learning lifecycle, there's various stages that people go through in creating machine learning models, starting from getting the initial data, then labeling the data, then managing that data so you can actually create a machine learning model from it, creating that machine learning model, then optimizing it. Those are stages that are actually covered by a lot of large pieces of software. But then once you've got that model, you then need to put it into production. And that's where Seldon comes in. So actually putting the model into production, then scaling it, and then actually monitoring it and understanding that the model is actually running correctly in production. And then once obviously you've got that model running in production and it's going okay, then you obviously have data coming from that. And that's where the cycle goes back to the beginning. The data scientist will obviously create a new model, but then Seldon gets involved again with updating that model. So it's really those four steps at the end, actually deploying the model, scaling and managing that model, and really understanding how the model is running in production. And that's the bit that customers don't really understand. As this whole field sort of develops, really the sort of problems and issues you need to do to actually put machine learning into production. Because what customers really want is they want to get the great guys they have working in their company to solve a problem using machine learning and then put it into production. But there's a whole series of things surrounding that that they really need to get right. And that's some of the things we're trying to show and do and what the work we do.
That's great. And can you tell us about the customers you have been working with so far? I think given where the company is, I think you have, you know, customers from everywhere around the world. And as far as I know, I think, you know, touching upon multiple verticals, what are the typical use cases that, you know, the customers have been using?
Yeah, I think the great thing about Seldon is that it's completely agnostic to the actual use case of ML. So it could really be used in different verticals. So yeah, we have customers in automotive, a very large company using it, where again, they're building the best of breed solution internally for their enterprise to create machine learning, to allow all their data scientists to create models. This is a very large organization. They've got hundreds of different data science teams all using Seldon to actually push their models quickly into production. So that's one area. We also have lots of companies in pharma using it for sort of drug discovery. And again, I mean, it's obviously a completely different area, but same concept. They're trying to create internal best of breed practices. So they're using the open source and they've got Seldon Deploy, our enterprise product, really creating that solution for them to create really the best of breed product internally. So yeah, we're quite agnostic in terms of the verticals. And we do have a background in fintech as well. We've got close connections. We were on the Barclays Textiles Accelerator a few years ago. We actually work in the Barclays Rise building down in London when we're not working from home during COVID. So we do have great connections to banks in that area. And we do have customers also in that particular area, which obviously works well with our core tech, especially in some of the areas of sort of regulation and ethics, which is what's key to what we're doing as well. You know, putting AI out there safely and well regulated, and so obviously that's key for areas like fintech.
And you touched upon regulation and ethics earlier. Can you talk about the Alibi product, which I think is very interesting, and how that fits into the broader concept of regulation and ethics in AI in general?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, so obviously companies are focused on actually creating their machine learning model and putting it in production, but you need to be obviously careful because machine learning models are very reactive, and then new data can come in at any moment, and you're not sure how it's actually going to be processed. So you need to put around the surrounding technology to really understand that model is working as you expect, and actually is producing the answers that you expect. So we have various projects under the name of Alibi. We've got Alibi Explain and Alibi Detect. Alibi Explain is looking at how can you explain machine learning models. So if a model creates a prediction, how can I get a humanly understandable description of why the model created that prediction? So then you can use that either for the customer to explain why the actual prediction was made by this automated system, which ties into regulation. Or you can use it for auditors to say, okay, in these particular inputs, the machine learning model is using these types of parts of the input feature space to actually create the prediction. So it really helps companies to put those machine learning models into production more confidently if they can understand how they're going to behave and therefore tell auditors and other people, other stakeholders, how this machine learning model is actually running, and when it gets these different types of inputs, how it's actually going to give the actual output that it does. And so, yeah, we have state-of-the-art research in that area of sort of explanations. So that's one area that's really key, obviously, with regulation and stuff, of, you know, where you need to give explanations of why automated systems are actually giving the responses they do. So that's one area. The other area is actually just when the model is running in production, to actually know it's running correctly. So we have another project called Alibi Detect, which is looking at other things surrounding that area, such as when do you need to retrain the model. As soon as a machine learning model is trained and put into production, the actual data it sees is probably going to start to change over time. You know, it could be, you know, and so you need to know if this data is different to what it was trained on, that maybe now is the time to actually retrain the model. The other thing is you need to look at outliers, so individual requests that are coming and hitting the model. Maybe they're completely different to what the model was trained on. You know, obviously, you don't want to make decisions live on a model that's seeing an input that it's never seen before in training, because that obviously is very unsafe. So all these things are things you need to surround your actual machine learning model that probably companies, when they're getting into machine learning, don't realize. They just think they have to create the model and put it out there into production. But we're educating them that you need to need these surrounding components to actually help them have more confidence. And if they can have that confidence to put their models out and know that they're behaving correctly, obviously that gives them a much wider range of models they can put out. Again, it helps them, the whole process of using machine learning.
So basically, if I am using Alibi, I can look into some of the black boxes, quote-unquote, if you want, of the ML models that are otherwise not open for interpretation if you don't have something like Alibi, basically, right?
Exactly. So it gives you the best of both worlds, that you can use a very complex technique like a sort of deep neural network, but still use techniques to actually explain for these particular inputs why the model is giving the output that it does. So yeah, which is obviously harder to do, say, in fintech. If you are using something like a neural network, it's very hard to understand how that's behaving. So it would be much harder to push that model out in those particular verticals which are highly regulated.
That's great. And in terms of the growth phases of the company, where do you see the company going over the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, I think this is a really key time for us. Obviously, we've got a great success in the open source. We've got some key customers who are actually now using the enterprise product, as we've discussed earlier. But now is really the time to actually expand out that out and increase that customer base rapidly and really make the best enterprise product we can. So yeah, this is the key time, and that's obviously what we'll be doing. And we'll be expanding into the US properly. With restrictions of COVID and stuff, but we're looking to expand there. I think that's obviously a key market. We have customers there already, but we need to have people actually on site in the US. So yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Clive, thank you for joining us today. If you want to learn more about CIC or Seldon, please visit cic.vc.